Christians in safe parts of Iraq are fearful after coordinated car bombings. Kazakhstan devotes resources to promoting a new religion law, and you can give the greatest gift of all this Christmas, and it's not too late. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 63 people are dead following 14 strategically placed car bombs in Baghdad, leaving many wondering about the security of the nation. With American troops now out of Iraq, many fear sectarian violence could erupt into civil war. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada recently returned from Iraq, where he met with Christians who left dangerous cities.
There's a fear for those that left Baghdad and Mosul and some of those other hostile places going to the north where it's been relatively secure. Now there's concern that the violence will even increase in what has, you know, for the last number of years been relatively safe compared to the rest of the country.
The church has been decimated during the Iraq conflict. Musselman says
half to two-thirds of the Iraqi church has left the country. And so the pastor we talked to, he said no matter what happens, he's not leaving. And he really hopes that his brothers and sisters in Christ will stay. And to leave and not have a witness for Christ would be tragic.
You can pray, give, or go to help. We'll connect you at our website. Next, we talked to you on Tuesday about a flash flood that killed hundreds in the Philippines, including kids from Compassion International. We now know that 7 Compassion children are dead and 21 missing. Kathy Redmond with Compassion International says there are still more reeling from the disaster.
We're looking at the possibility that there are actually over 2,700 children that have been affected.
Compassion wants to work with local churches to rebuild the community. In this crisis, the gospel is needed more than ever.
When you can provide that kind of message of hope and that kind of message of strength, it does make a difference. That's a survival need as well.
Fundraising for emergency relief is also obviously a huge need.
Initial estimates show that we will need more than $500,000 in both disaster and other funding, which will provide immediate relief, recovery, and then rehabilitation.
Pray for the hurting families and kids in the community. You're listening to Mission Network News. A Forum 18 news report recently unveiled the Kazakh government's plan to push its new religion law harder. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains.
They're going to be devoting considerable resources to promoting this new religion law that they're calling progressive. And again, you have to sort of wait and see how this plays out over time, but reading between the lines, it really seems like they're bound and determined to enforce some uniform religion throughout the country, and it's a particular brand of Islam that I guess is unique to Kazakhstan.
This enforcement is of particular concern to churches at Christmas.
For the churches there, it's probably their largest evangelistic season of the whole year.
Especially for children's outreach. But with the latest crackdown,
who knows what's going to happen near Seer, so we really need to be in prayer about this. Pray that the churches will be protected as they seek to reach children with the gospel.
And India, with its large Hindu population, can often miss the true reason for Christmas. Christians only make up about 2% of India's population, but that 2% of Indian Christians definitely take advantage of the season. Moi Padaiti with Bibles for the World shares how believers in northeastern India celebrate the birth of Christ.
We usually have a minimum of 2 days of celebration together. We have communal feasts, and no one is omitted.
For the other 98% of India's population who don't know Christ, Bibles for the World ministers by giving out Bibles this holiday season. It only costs $2.25 to print and mail a copy of the New Testament, just 25 cents to provide the Gospel of John.
What better gift you and I can give this Christmas than to give the Word of God to those who have never read God's Word, even once in their life?
We can connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News has a monthly bulletin insert service available for your church. It features the month's top stories with full-color photos from the field, information on how people in your church can get out of the pew and begin doing something for God. Just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.